Oh, hey! Welcome back to the Story Pirates Podcast. Today we have a very special surprise for you. We took one of our most popular songs ever and made a brand new version for you to enjoy. Which song am I talking about? Well, you probably already know because you saw the title of today's episode. And you can hear it for yourself right after these quick words for the grown-ups. Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Akron, Ohio, Plainfield, Indiana, Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter, Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
Ah, wow. This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
I've been told I have an overactive imagination.
It makes me feel cozy.
Ding! Your pen and paper have arrived.
They write most of my stories for fun.
There's so much out there that we'll probably never know.
The Story Pirates.
Hey, Story Pirates podcast listeners, Lee here. You know, when we first received the story Cats Sit on You from its kid author, Alex, we knew it was brilliantly written, but also it's very short. It read, "Cats sit on you, and sometimes they take over the school." That's just a couple of sentences. So we had no idea how much people would love our adaptation of Alex's story. It's probably one of our most popular songs ever, and this fall, we even sent a live tour all around the United States where we performed a big live version on stage. Maybe you're one of the people that saw it live. It was so fun to put the live version of Cats Sit on You together, and it's pretty different from the original if you ask me. In fact, it's so different that we thought it would be fun to record the tour version of the song and share it with you. And that's what's happening in today's episode. I wonder if when you listen, you can hear all the different ways that this version is different. My personal favorite is the dance break. And side note, for that part of the song, we're gonna need all of you at home to dance. Just wait for one of the actors to yell, "Dance break!" And then start dancing. Best of all, if you like this version of the song, we're releasing it as a single wherever you stream music. It's called Cats Sit on You Tour Edition, and it also includes a karaoke version in case you want to not just dance, but sing it yourself. Anyway, thanks to everyone who came to see us on tour this year, and if we didn't come to your hometown, we just might be there next year. But for now, crank up the volume and get ready to dance. Here's Cats Sit on You Tour Edition by Alex.
Did you hear?
Hear what?
Cats sit on you.
They sit on who?
They sit on you.
Oh.
And sometimes they take over the school.
Wait, what?
Cats sit on you. And sometimes they take over the school. Cats sit on you. And sometimes they take over the school.
Okay, Alex, I have so many questions. Where are the cats coming from?
Right, and what do they want with the school? Is this a good thing?
Alex, what exactly are you trying to tell us?
I'm telling you everything you need to know. Just listen close and let me explain that. Cats sit on you. And sometimes they take over the school.
Cats sit on you. And sometimes they take over the school.
I still have so many questions. And you know what? I'm gonna sing it this time. What are they?
Cats! Cats!
And who do they sit on?
You! You!
And what do they take over?
The school!
How often do they do it?
Sometimes! Okay, we're getting it. Cats sit on you. And sometimes they take over the school. Cats sit on you. And sometimes they take over the school.
Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, IF. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing If because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that If also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, If is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, If celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See If in theaters May 17th. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you! Delicious sushi!
Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you!
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply. And now it's time for Story Pirates Roll Call.
Send us your story.
First up, we received a story from 7-year-old Mateo in Colorado called Stripey's Quest to Defeat the Pickle-Loving Yarn Ball. And my favorite part of this story is that Stripey, a normal kid, encounters a penguin who is throwing hot lava balls at him. But Stripey has a secret weapon. That's right, Stripey has a speaker that plays jazz music. And so the penguin stops throwing hot lava and starts dancing. Great work, Mateo! Next up, we got a story from Callan, a 9-year-old in Pennsylvania, called You Will Never Believe What Happened. And in this case, what you will not believe happened is that the main character turns everything they touch into chocolate. I know what you're thinking. Wouldn't that be nice? I could eat all chocolate all day. But have you ever considered that maybe things you don't want to get turned into chocolate would get turned into chocolate? That's right. Be careful what you wish for, people. Callan, incredible story. And finally, from Gwen, an 8-year-old in Utah, we have my favorite story title of the week. And Gwen's story is called, Oh No, I Have a Piano and Mom and Dad Want to Take Me to a Recital and My Whole School Will Be There. And that's exactly what happens in the story, but this story has an ending that is incredibly memorable. You are really going to have to check it out. I will not spoil it for you. It's too good. Gwen, excellent work. To read all of today's roll call stories, just head to storypirates.com/podcast.
That was roll call.
Now it's time for you to write us a story. Grown-ups can submit kids' stories at storypirates.com. And remember, we respond to every single story we receive. That's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening, and a big thanks to Alex, today's author. We'll be back after the holidays with a brand new episode. Until then, stay creative and stay kind.
Bye!
The Story Pirates Podcast is a production of Story Pirates Studios, executive produced by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. This episode was produced by Sam Baer, Andrew Miller, and Lee Overtree. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Baer at the Relic Room in New York City. Our theme song was written by Bobby Lord and produced by Sam Baer, Bobby Lord, Jack Mitchell, and Brendan O'Grady. Roll call theme by Andrew Barbado. Musical scoring by Jack Mitchell and Eric Gerson. Our head writer is Minzwi Karami. Cast Sit On You was written by Rachel Winitsky, and the tour edition was arranged and produced by Jack Mitchell and mixed by Sam Baer at the Relic Room in New York City. This episode features performances by Eric Austin, Andrew Barbado, Mihaela Lawrence, Jack Mitchell, Alexandra Nader, Emily Olcott, and Jamie Watson. Okay, I did it! I released a new version of Cat Sit On You! Are you happy now? So, can I go? What? Why not? Look, I understand that you want to take over the school. It's in the song. I get it. But why do you need a media strategy? People already love cats! But we don't have any other versions of Cat Sit On You! Isn't two enough? Okay. I'll get started on the club remix. Jeez.